I bet you that's it. That's where they got the name, I bet you.
Where'd you get your horseshoes in your...
Oh my, they was blacksmiths, you know, and they was hardwires that carried the horseshoes and the blacks, and that is not fit up, and the blacksmiths would just fit those up, you know, and shoe your horses and mules. And my, yes, I don't know, things has changed so much.
Yeah, they have. Did they get them in a barrel or in a box? Or?
Seemed to me like they'd get them in a box of just blank shoes, you know. And then
how about nails? What'd they come in?
Well, they'd come in a keg. Yeah, they'd come in a keg, just like our nails do now, our other nails.
Those rascals are putting those in pasteboard boxes now.
Yes.
You get them from Japan and Germany. And
well, the way I remember it then, we got them in nail kegs. That is, the merchant did sell them to us.
Yeah, those kegs are handy, aren't they?
Yeah.
What did you call the plug that you put in the top of a bottle or a jug?
Stopper.
And, here. When you were a boy, did they have those musical instruments that you could hold in your hands like this?
You call a French harp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about that one that you'd hold like this?
That's an old time, let me see now, I know what you're talking about.
The toing, toing,
yeah,
toing.
I know what it is, but I swear I can't call that name now. Juice harp.
Yeah.
Juice harp. Yeah.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, wasn't
it? Oh, yes.
I could never get any music out of one
of
those.
Yeah, an old-fashioned juice harp.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask you another thing about bottles. What did you call the thing that you'd put in the mouth of a bottle if you wanted to fill it?
Oh, call that a funnel.
Yeah. I think that's pretty common everywhere.
Everywhere today. Yeah.
You mentioned the tongue of a wagon. What would you do to a horse before you could put him to the tongue?
You mean we'd have to put the harness on him.
What did you call that? If your dad wanted you to do it, say go out and...
He'd go, say, harness up a team and hitch him on the wagon. And, of course, then we'd raise that wagon tongue up, you know, and fasten it there at the front, and then hitch your tugs to the single trees, you know.
What did you hitch the single trees to?
Well, that'd be hitched to a wagon. It could be hitched to a wagon. It could be hitched to... you'd have a double tree, what they call a double tree, you know. And then you could be hitched onto a log. You could just be hitched anywhere you wanted to be hitched.
If you hitched it to a log,
well, that'd be a chain fixed to your double tree, you know, and then wrap it around your log and just drag your log wherever you want to, or something like that.
With a buggy, what did you call those two things that stuck out in front? The one horse?
Shares.
Well, shares. One horse,
yeah, one horse. Yeah, that's shares. I put a many horse in that.
Are you an old buggy driver?
Oh, man, yes. Yeah, I had a good horse and a good buggy when I was married.
You suppose you've driven very far?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. You bet.
Now, to talk some more about buggies and wagons, after the hub, you got the spokes, and what do the spokes hook into?
Into the fellows, they call them.
And then what goes around the outside?
Tar.
That's a tire.
Yeah, that's right. Wagon tar. I was up here at Southwest City the other day and went into a repair shop where they was really overhauling any kind of up-to-date machinery now that we have today. And I said to them, I said, I just wonder, here I'm seeing you fellas overhauling hay balers or any kind of machinery that we have.